The Norwood Tower is Austin's landmark from the first golden age of American skyscraper design. Giesecke and Harris of Austin were architects for the 15-story tower, built in 1929 for the bond trader and financier Ollie Norwood. Encompassing 121,000 square feet, it's an efficient building whose design has kept it occupied for more than 75 years. The Norwood Tower broke new ground. It was the tallest commercial building in Austin and the first with air conditioning and an attached drive-up parking garage. The building's first 13 floors are identical. 7,000 square foot floor plans are arranged around a central core with elevators and restrooms. These modern features embodied the viewpoint of Cass Gilbert, the early 20th century architectural pioneer. He called a tall building a machine that makes the land pay. His meaning? Skyscrapers could make real estate holdings profitable. The Norwood Tower is that and more. Cutting-edge technology for its time still gives the building a romantic image on the city's skyline. Architect Watt Harris wrapped the exterior top to bottom in concrete panels with narrow Gothic-style vertical ribs. They seem to make the building soar. Windows are topped with Tudor-style segmental arches. Both the entryway and top floors are like forests of Gothic finials and tracery. The elegance continues inside in the lobby's polished stone floors and walls, a coffered ceiling, and gleaming Art Deco brass elevators. Best of all, the 14th floor steps back like a wedding cake with four corner terraces, leaving the 15th floor as a central Gothic tower. It's a strong finish to the building's vertical thrust. The tower was a residence from 1931 to 1966, and it is once more. Members of the family of President Lyndon B. Johnson bought the building in 1997 and called that top floor home.